I'm done with the new music.
Hip hoppity wop bop.
Made of fail.
We were unpopular before it was cool.
Come on, let's get this gay show on the gay road.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It makes sense now.
Yeah, it's all falling into place. Of course, that place is nowhere near this place.
Okay, so a skeleton walks into a bar and he orders a whiskey and a mop.
A mushroom walks into a bar, sits down, and orders a drink. But when the bartender turns around and sees him, he says, "Get out of here! We don't serve your kind here." The mushroom, very puzzled, looks at him and says, "Why not? I'm a fun guy."
So the Lone Ranger and Tana are sitting down at a saloon, having a few drinks, that sort of thing. Guy comes in and he goes, "Hey, which one of you owns the white horse tied up outside?" Lone Ranger says, "I do. Is there something wrong with him?" Guy goes, "Well, it's hot outside, and he's looking a little lathered. You might want to cool him off somehow." So Lone Ranger turns to Tano, and he goes, "Why don't you go outside and start running in circles really fast around Silver, stir up a breeze, cool him off?" Tano nods. He goes outside. 10 minutes later, another guy walks in. He says, "Who owns the white horse out in front?" Lone Ranger stands up, and he says, "I do. What's the matter with him now?" Guy says, "Oh, nothing's wrong with the horse. You just left your engine running."
So this woman gets lost in the woods and can't find her way out. And she's in like this deep, dirty, disgusting swamps, rolling around in muck and crap. And so she's all smelly and disgusting. And after 3 days, she finds her way out and goes immediately to her car. She's mortified because she's just dirty and nasty and smells like shit. So she jumps in her car and hauls ass towards her house, and she's speeding like the fuck, bolting like a bat out of hell down the highway, and suddenly, she gets pulled over. So she's pulling over on the side of the road. Woman, usually pretty attractive actually, but she's covered in dirt and shit and disgusting and stinking up her car, and she's got the windows rolled down, and the cops comes over and he's like, "Hey, where's the fire?" And she says, "Oh, you know, I'm on my way home from work." "Yeah, I'm going home from work. I just got off work. I'm on my way home. It's been a really long day. I'm trying to get there in a hurry." And he's like, "God damn, woman, you smell like shit. What the fuck do you do at work?" And she's like, "Oh, I stretch assholes." And he's like, "Stretch assholes?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm an asshole stretcher. I stretch assholes. That's what I do." So he's like, how do you stretch assholes? Like, what is that about?" And she says, "Well, you know, I jam my hand up there with one arm, get it right up to my elbow, and stretch it out. Then when I've got that wide enough, I jam my other hand in there, stretch it out as far as I can, and I just keep stretching and stretching assholes until I get to him about, I make him about 6'4" or something." So the cop says, "Damn, 6'4"? What the hell are you going to do with a 6'4" sized asshole?" And she says, "I'm going to give him a radar gun and put him on the side of the highway."
One day, I was having a picnic with the love of my life, and we snuck into the bushes to get jiggy. Before I could get in, she snapped her leg shut and cried out. "What happened?" I asked. She said, "A bee just flew up my pussy." I took her to the gynecologist, and he gave her a looking over. He said, "I can definitely see the bee in there, so here's what I am going to do. I am going to put a bit of honey on the end of my penis and try to lure the bee out." So the doctor put a bit of honey on the end of his penis and held it outside the love of my life's pussy for a few minutes, but the bee did not emerge. So the doctor suddenly started to thrust his penis in and out. This was the pussy of the love of my life that he had entered, so I promptly exclaimed, "Doctor, just what in the heck do you think you are doing?" He replied with a grunt, "The bee wouldn't come out, so I'm going to drown the little bastard."
Okay, so a pony walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey!" And then the pony says, "Yes, please."
Okay. "If I had a hammer, I'd build a house for two.
And if I had a sailing ship, I'd take a trip with you. And if I had a poet's hand, I'd write a verse for thee. And if I had the painter's touch, on canvas you'd be. But I don't have a hammer, and I don't have a ship, so I can't build your house, and we can't take a trip. And I'll never be a poet, nor have the painter's grace, so I'll never write your verse, nor immortalize your face. And also, I have herpes.
What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea.
Did you know that studies show that a woman is turned on by different things depending on where she is in her menstrual cycle? If she's ovulating, she's attracted to strong men with rugged masculine features. And if she's just about to menstruate, she is more attracted to a man with a knife in his chest and tape over his mouth while he's on fire.
A lady with a clipboard stopped me in the street the other day. She said, "Can you spare a few minutes for cancer research?" I said, "Sure, but we won't get much done in that time."
A polar bear walks into a bar. He says to the bartender, "I'll have a gin and tonic." The bartender says, "Yeah, sure, no problem, but why the big pause?" The polar bear says, "That was more of them."
A man walks into a bar. He has a dog with him. And the bartender says, "I'm sorry, we don't allow pets in here." The man looks at the bartender and says, "But it's okay, my dog can talk." The bartender says, "No, your dog can't talk. You need to get him out of here." The man says, look. "If I can prove that my dog can talk, will you let him and myself stay?" The bartender says, "Okay, fine. If you can prove that your dog can talk, you guys can stay. But if you can't talk, then you're both out of here. We're wasting my time." So the man says, "All right. What is on top of a house?" And the dog looks up for him, hesitates a second, and says, "Roof." The man says, all right. "What does sandpaper feel like?" The dog takes a moment again, looks up at the man, and says, "Rough." Bartender looks at him and says, "All right, you gotta get out of here." Man says, No. "One more chance. Give me one more chance." Says, "Okay, fine. Who was the greatest baseball player of all time?" The dog takes an even longer pause, really thinking about it, and says, "Ruth." So they're sitting on the curb outside of the bar. And the dog looks up to the man and says, "Do you think I should have said DiMaggio?"
They show aristocratic bearing when they're seen upon an airing. An aristocratic flair in what they do and what they say. Aristocrats are never found in alleyways or hanging around the garbage cans where common kitties play. Oh, no. Which pets are known to never show their claws? Which pets are prone to hardly any flaws? To which pets do the others tip their hats? Mais naturellement, voyons, mais naturellement, oh, naturellement, the aristocrats.